The following is a presentation of the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Recapture your youthful look with Dr. David Bank. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. This is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Today we shine on and celebrate Mother's Day. Hi, it's Casey. Catch a Mother's Day matinee comedy show at Levity Live at NIAC with comic Carrie Louise Cotter, funny man Tom Cotter's wife, and mother of three.
My kids' teachers are saying, you know, they crossed the line a little. And I said, you know, that's the hardest thing to teach a comic is how not to cross the line. You want to walk the line, you just don't want to cross it.
Meet mean mommy, Carrie Louise, coming up. And we'll take a trip to the yoga garden with Patty Holmes, too. But first, we'll talk to a mother who hasn't been able to be a mom to her two kids for over 5 years because she left Scientology. In a new book, David Miscavige, the head of Scientology, is being called ruthless by his own father, Ron Miscavige, over the Scientology policy of disconnection. It could be called the "you're dead to me" policy, as that is the attitude those in Scientology have toward the family members who leave the practice. Scientologists believe if they keep contact with people who leave the practice, it'll jeopardize the Scientologists' future incarnations. So this new book, called Ruthless, led Ron Miscavige to be a guest on a very recent ABC TV episode of Nightline. A previous guest of this show, Lori Hodgson, was also asked to be part of that Nightline interview, too. Lori has been a vocal critic of the disconnection policy that has kept her from her two kids, Jessica and Jeremy Leake. Jessica and Jeremy's father told them that if they didn't disconnect from their mother, he would disconnect from them, rather than risk his eternity. Since Lori left Scientology 5 years ago, she also speaks out about the regimented and oppressive work group known in Scientology as the Sea Org that both her children have been part of. The surprise for this disconnected mom was Nightline received videos from her children. Just a week before Mother's Day, Jeremy looked into the camera and said, "She keeps going to the media and putting our personal information and our life for the world to see with, you know, false information, which is just gonna upset us." When Lori got over the shock of seeing that footage, I asked this mom and nutrition coach in Lakeport, California, what she feels her kids think they are accomplishing by giving their lives to Scientology.
They're making it a better place to live.
How?
By using and applying the technology of Scientology. It makes a person, you're told it makes you a better person, so that there will be no criminality, there will be no warfare. And you use these tools to make yourself a better person. And so your goal is to get everyone else in Scientology so we have a better world where everyone's happy, there's no war.
Okay, all
right.
That's
the goal.
Okay.
That's the goal.
So let me ask this. People in Scientology, if they were just to look around, they would see that enrollment in Scientology has dropped incredibly. There's not that many Scientologists left on the planet. And there are still plenty of criminals. There is still plenty of war. So what makes them think that their way is helping?
They have to recruit more people. And the reason why they can't get people in is because people speak out, like me, about these policies that they do to break up families and other things. You know, I just share my story. There's lots of stories, but I think that's keeping people away. So I think if they didn't have these policies, it would be a much better organization.
No one can disagree that taking kids away from their parents and brainwashing young children at 15 that they're saving the world is a good thing. We're all on the same page. But however, if they just stopped this, are you saying there's things in Scientology that are worthwhile? You're saying if they stop taking children away from parents, that it would be a better organization. Agreed. But what is Scientology doing well that you would even want this organization to continue in any way?
Well, I haven't been in it in over 5 years, so I have no idea currently. But I don't want to talk bad about it because my children are in it, and that's not my purpose. And I don't want to do it anymore because of what happened with my kids, and I think it cost a lot of money. And I think that if it was such a good thing, this is what I thought even when I was younger in my teens. I would say, why is it so expensive? If you're trying to help people and mankind, why don't you not charge it and so that everybody can learn the technology and we can have a better world. That's what I would fight against, and I would get in trouble for it.
Okay, yeah, I got that. You know, most holy people give it away for free. So give away their gifts, their knowledge, their wisdom,
whatever. But it costs thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to go up the levels of Scientology. Everything, your courses, your counseling, it costs a lot of money.
And you don't want to say anything negative about Scientology because your kids are still in it, you said.
Well, I wouldn't say I don't want to say things negative. I want to talk about the disconnection and how they broke up my family. I want to talk about, like I shared with you, how they teach us to be quiet with people when they're not doing well, but then they do the opposite, you know, because they want your children. They're going to do whatever it takes, no matter if they break their own policies or their rules. I will say one thing. I think it's a form of mind control.
Sure.
I really do. And that's, I guess, saying something bad about it if you're in Scientology. But to me, that's how I feel.
Right. Now, if your kids were to hear this interview, and I hope they do, and they hear their mom saying Scientology exercises mind control over them, what are they going to think?
They're going to be very angry at me because right now I think they're questioning it, and I think they're afraid. I think they are afraid of being excommunicated and losing all their friends in Scientology and their father. I think my son is afraid because they forced my son to sign a $3 million gag contract to not discuss what he saw when he was in the Sea Org. Now, when you're 16 and you force someone to sign that, Jeremy must have seen something big.
Right.
And he's afraid. Because I can't talk to my kids. The only way I can talk to them, I guess, right now is through the media.
Right.
Unless I go back into Scientology. Those are my two choices.
I gotcha. So when you were sitting at home and you're watching your segment, were you surprised that your children were taped also on the same segment?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, because they're not allowed to speak to the media. See, when you're in Scientology, you can't go to the media.
Right.
You can't look at anything controversy, but I guess they were told that, you know, this connection, I think it's because of the leader's father writing the book. And that's big. And I don't think David Miscavige wants that information out there. And now they're asking me to explain, oh, here's another person going through disconnection. So they forced and manipulated my children and made them go wherever they had to go to get filmed and say these things, or they would have been kicked out of Scientology.
How does Scientology protect your two kids from seeing like what Leah Remini has to say or other ex-Scientologists? How can they possibly be protected from that?
Because if my children decide to go on the internet and they go into their church and say, I went on the internet, I saw David Miscavige's father, he left and he's writing a book. Oh my God, they would get in huge trouble. They would be told, you are not allowed to do that. This is all false. They're all liars. And basically, my kids would have to do amends, meaning they would have to do work for their actions because they got in trouble. So they really censor them. And all I want is my kids. I kept saying, look at both sides. Look at least my story. Watch what happened with your mom.
Right.
Casey, I don't even know if they can see this show. They probably were brought in and just said, your mom's speaking out. She's saying all these lies. Because they tell everyone's a liar who speaks out. And we need you to do a video.
Yeah.
I mean,
did your daughter do a video as well?
She did. I'll read you what hers was.
Please.
This is by Jessica. I don't believe that she, meaning me, really wants a relationship with me. I think it's more important for her to have this vendetta against my church than to have this relationship with me. So
wow.
I wish I was there with Dan Harris and my two kids, and they did not have any Scientology interaction. It was just the three of us with Dan Harris, and he could interview us. That's what I wish, because I would say to Jessica, my vendetta is not so much against Scientology as a whole. It's against them taking my kids from me. I'm a mom. There's moms that don't speak out. You asked me if I was, like my son said, I go to the media, and if I didn't speak out, would that make things better? It wouldn't, Casey.
Yeah.
There's moms I know that 20 years down the line, they never spoke out and they can't see their children. I'm not going to be one of those moms. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to speak out everywhere until I'm allowed to talk with my kids for a couple hours without any interaction from Scientology, and we can just talk like normal Americans can do. It's un-American to not support families to be together and to rip them apart by a disconnection policy. That's all I want. I don't have to keep telling my story if they let me talk to my kids. Because
right.
I'm sure my kids, if they had no repercussions and they were by Scientology and they were allowed to talk to me and I could be in their life, I bet you in a minute they would want me back in their life. Because we had a great relationship. We were a happy family. I know my kids love me. My daughter, this is not her words. She knows I love her. I have been doing so many things to show, and I don't want to share what those things are because I'm still doing it, and I'm doing so many things to show my kids I love them and want a relationship. Yeah. I try to call them. Scientology makes them block my number. I try to email them. They block that. If I go to Texas to try to see my own kids, Scientology tracks my flights, and they tell my kids, and they warn them they can't go near me. I mean, that's cruel. Let us talk.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this. Have you had any interaction with your ex-husband?
No, he's not allowed to speak with me at all. We have not at all. In fact, I have been warned by authorities to stay away from him. I actually went to the FBI, got involved in my case, and they told me to stay away from him. So I'm going to listen. I'm not going to go near him. This is my purpose. I want to go to media. I want everyone else to go to media who is affected by disconnection if they can. And my goal is to get David Miscavige, the leader of Scientology, to stop disconnection, to stop this policy so we can have our loved ones back in our life. That's my goal.
All right. But why does Scientology have to have disconnection?
Because it keeps people in. It keeps people that are in. They don't want to lose their families. Even though they're not happy, if they speak out, they're going to go through what I'm going through.
Right. So, you see, I know it's a wonderful wish for you to ask DuSavage to stop disconnection, but I don't see that ever happening, because if you had access to your kids, they'd be able to see a different way of life, and he's always going to keep them from that, don't you think?
Yes, but I think the more I speak out and they see I'm trying and fighting for them,
yeah.
I feel love wins overall. And I have pure love for my kids. And this organization doesn't show love in that way as for families. And I just feel I need to keep speaking out. I keep naming it. And you're right. If they got out and they were able to look at, maybe there could be some rules. Maybe they could say, hey, you know, you can see your mom, but can you ask her not to speak bad about Scientology? Now, my kids would probably say, I would agree to that. I would just want to be with my kids.
Right.
And talk to them. I don't need to trash Scientology. That's their choice. They're going to find out in their own time.
Every mother on the planet and father agrees with you, you know, but we're talking about a place that doesn't live by anything that resembles compassion.
Right.
I believe, as you believe, this is a temporary situation. It's already been 5 years, but I don't think it will last 10 years or 15 years. There's too many cracks in the Scientology Foundation now. Leah's out. Lisa Marie Presley's out. Is there any network of support for people who have left Scientology? Is there any place you can go for support groups or conversation with people who are on the outside?
Yeah, there's a new website called Stop Scientology Disconnection, and it's a great website.
How about an enormous gathering one weekend somewhere and invite all the media, let everybody tell their story? All of the families, all of the people like you who have lost their kids to disconnection.
That's a really good idea. They just put a bulletin board up in Hollywood, and it's called Call Me, and we all supported this and donated to the bulletin board, and it says, to my loved ones in Scientology, call me. And it made huge media coverage.
Oh.
So that was something we just did. So we are working on that. We definitely are.
Beautiful,
yes.
Beautiful. I know you've lost a lot of time with your kids.
Yes.
Your daughter got engaged?
Yes, she's getting married in 2 weeks.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. And when I heard about that, I was brokenhearted. I mean, we've always talked about her wedding and her plans, and this was before when she was younger, and just to be a mom and not be able to be a part of my daughter's wedding is just so hard. And I know she wants me there, but she can't have me there. And, you know, then she's going to be having children, and I want to be, you know, in my grandchildren's life. I want to support my daughter through her wedding. I want to be there on her wedding day. And I'm not going to just show up. I show them I love them. I'm here for them. And if my daughter asked me tomorrow to go see her or to be at her wedding, I'd be there in a minute. I love my kids unconditionally. I am not angry with them. I'm angry at Scientology for keeping them from me. That's what I'm angry at. I'm not at all with my children.
What are you going to do on your daughter's wedding day? Where will you be?
I will be up here at my lake house, and I'll probably share my blog post again. I have a blog. It's called A Mother's Heartbreak. And I wrote a post a year ago that was really nice about her wedding and her wedding day and her engagement. I'll share that again on my social media. I may call her. I know it doesn't go to her because she has had to block me. I have done some other things I don't want to share, so I can keep doing those things. But I am doing a lot. Show her that I care, and I'm here for her. And I congratulate her. I want her to be happy. I want her and her future husband to have many years of happiness.
All right. What can we do for you?
I just think, you know, if you want to share on your social media any coverage on this connection. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I try to share everything, and people continue to keep sharing it. It's how we get the word out. And I think the pressure of that, David Miscavige is going to pretty soon have no choice. He's going to have to stop this connection because so many people on the inside are finally going to hear it and see it, and they're going to get strong enough to speak out. That's my goal.
All right. You know what? You're going to come back here one day because this is your second time on the show. And I'm so glad we're friends on social media. And I'm so glad I get to help share your story. You're going to come back here one day and your kids are going to be part of your life.
I can't wait for that day, Casey. And they can be on the show. And it's like, and they can speak out and not get in trouble for speaking out, you know. But you're right. Even if they don't, we come into an agreement that I can be in their life as long as I don't talk about Scientology with them. I'll agree to that. I just want to be their mom. That's what I keep saying. So maybe that will happen.
All right.
I would love that.
We would love that too. Lori Hodgson, mother of Jessica and Jeremy Leak, Scientologists. Call your mother or your mother-in-law or your grandmother or somebody's mother and send some love around the world today. Next, you'll meet a mom who booked herself into a comedy club for Mother's Day, Carrie Louise, coming up.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show, information, fun, and inspiration.
Do your hands need a beauty makeover? Hands have always been a sign of elegance. And even if you have a youthful facial appearance, hands don't lie. Now there is an easy solution for aging hands. Radius is the first and only FDA-approved product to correct volume loss on your hands. Radius restores beauty by filling out that hollow look to the back of your hands, leaving them looking smooth and natural. Results can be seen immediately. Lidocaine is added to the Radius, making this a virtually painless procedure. In less time than it takes for lunch, the results of Radius hand lift treatment will make your hands soft and supple again. The procedure is safe and can last up to 15 months. Call today and schedule your hand lift consultation with Dr. David Bank. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. 914-241-3003. You'll find out more at thecenterforderm.com. Hi, it's Casey. Last minute Mother's Day shoppers, go see comic Carrie Louise at Levity Live today. She was a finalist on Last Comic Standing. Her new book is called Mean Mommy, and the cover finds her ready for combat. She's wearing her camouflage and carrying a Nerf gun and a plate of broccoli with bullets across her chest.
Well, they're not real bullets. They're those soft bullets that you get in the Nerf gun. So let's just get that out of the way. I don't want DSS calling my house that I have real bullets across my chest.
Right.
Mean Mommy, it's really about, you know, like if your kids don't say you're the meanest mom ever, I hate you, then you're not doing your job. My inspiration came from a poem that I had in my house growing up. And it was, the author is unknown, and it's about how to create mean moms by making sure your kids eat well-balanced meals, not candy, making sure you know exactly where their friends are, making them do chores like making their beds, washing their dishes, and all that stuff. So basically that's what it is. It's not your typical parenting book. It's about stories that I've gone through. I have twin boys and a baby boy, and my husband is a comic. He's a stand-up himself. I'm a stand-up comic. So basically I have four boys.
Yeah, you do. Oh, my gosh.
And I have to pick up after all of them, and I'm trying to have a career at the same time.
And, you know, I'm thinking about the twins, you know, saying, first, I'm a twin, and I have a baby brother, and both my parents are comics.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I feel bad for my kids, too. They have to go. Every time I go to a parent-teacher's conference, they look at me and they say, oh, I see now. Yeah,
I see.
I get it.
Oh, really? Really? So your kids have inherited your sense of self?
I think so, yes. And then they're telling me, my kids' teachers are saying, you know, they crossed the line a little. And I said, you know, that's the hardest thing to teach a comic is how not to cross the line. You want to walk the line. You just don't want to cross it.
Oh, my gosh. Family dinners at your house must be insane.
It is. It's crazy.
Wow.
Insane.
So three kids, a set of twins, and, you know, comics everywhere you turn around. Are your kids funny?
Yes. They make me laugh all the time. They're funny. And one of them said last night they wanted to be a comedian. And I said, oh, no. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you steer them that way?
You know, my mom said, and I didn't listen to her. See, we don't listen to our mothers, and I don't know why. She said, being a comic is like winning the lottery or going into your career that you want to be into Hollywood. It's like winning the lottery. And she's right. I still am trying to buy tickets. I'm constantly buying tickets, and I am not winning.
You're Carrie Louise. It's, you're mean mommy.
Well, after this book, I'm on. You know, it's looking up. Being on your show, it's looking up.
This is where everybody comes. I'm telling you.
That's right.
To get their start in the world.
Now, I'm going to call my mother and say, I won the lottery.
Tell me. I was on Casey's show. I won the lottery, Mom. Tell me how you are like your mother.
I'm mean mom like my mom. My mom basically made sure I could never understand why she wouldn't let me hang out with some of my friends. Or she would, or she would stare me a different way because she knew they were, you know, on the wrong side of the street and not good for me. She made sure that I hung out with the good people. She made sure that I wasn't bored. I was involved in sports and activities. I didn't like it at the time. I was like, why can't I go over so-and-so's house, you know? And now that I've grown up and I look past, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, that's why she was steering me in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I thought she was just being mean. And that's how I am with my kids.
Right. You're standing on your book, in the picture from your book, with a plate of broccoli, all fatigued out, like, you're going to eat this, kids.
Right, and I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to put cheese on it. I'm not going to put salt on it. You're just going to eat it. It's basically, you know, get rid of the political correct crap to parenting and go back to old school parenting and trust your instincts.
Trust your instincts.
I hope that that's what you get from my book after reading all the funny stories that and the things that I've been through. I hope you get that, you know, just your motherly instincts, your old-fashioned motherly instincts is all you need to be a good parent.
Now, you have a Mommy Minute web series. We can find that at mymommyminute.com.
Absolutely, and yes. And that's when I act out all my stuff.
That would be a fun thing for moms to visit today. And if you don't have plans for Mother's Day, everybody should head to Levity Live. What time is your show?
My show's at 2 o'clock, and I'll have a book signing there as well. So if you want to get the book, you can get it live and in person.
Right.
At Levity Live, 2 o'clock p.m. At the Palisades Mall.
Palisades Mall, sure. Carrie Louise is mean mommy. Now, who's the mean daddy?
Oh, I have the fun dad. I married a comic. I didn't fast forward to my life. I had no idea I'm going to be reteaching. I'm married to the fun dad, the comic, the comedian dad.
Okay.
Even I'm a comedian, but I have to, you know, have normal children.
Right.
And he is, he just loves to have fun with these kids, and then I have to reteach. Like, early on, he was putting pens in his ears and making them go up and down when they were, like, three years old.
You couldn't win this one.
I'm like, the next thing I know, they're going to be doing the same thing and hurting themselves.
Yeah, go introduce yourself at the emergency room and say, these are my kids. And we'll say, your husband, Tom Cotter, he's been on the show as well. He won some entertainment thing. What was that?
He almost won America's Got Talent.
Oh!
He came in second. He lost to dogs, a dog act. He didn't win. He didn't lose to humans. He lost to people who couldn't even talk. Four-legged furry, cute. They were so cute. They did backflips. One dog did like 8 backflips in a row. They were so cute, I almost voted for them.
Well, this is why I don't remember speaking to the winner. I only remember speaking to him. In my mind, he won. So Tom Cotter,
that's right.
And Carrie Louise is Mean Mommy, and you're at Levity Live today. And seriously, is this a dream for you? You know, you're out there, you're doing what you love, you've got a wonderful family, you're a stand-up comic, and you're working on Mother's Day.
Yes, this is a dream come true. This really is wonderful. I'm out of the house on Mother's Day. We don't want a breakfast in bed. Mothers don't want that. That's a chore for us. We have to do laundry when the syrup gets on the sheets, and then have your kids and your husband in your kitchen for an hour. That's a cyclone waiting to happen. I booked myself at Levity Live, and you should come down and get some laughs.
Happy Mother's Day from Carrie Louise. Visit mymommyminute.com or see her today at Levity Live. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of the Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Recapture your youthful look with Dr. David Bank. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. And join Casey for another edition of the Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.